In this bulletin, the curfew ends in Sydney's 12 local government areas of concern, a jump in COVID-19 cases in the United States and Canada. And in sport, gymnastics officials ignored Team Dr. Larry Nassar's sexual abuse of athletes. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megaloconomos. Residents in the coronavirus hotspot areas of southwest and western Sydney are being urged to come out in even greater numbers to be vaccinated as a curfew on the area is lifted. Vaccination numbers in the 12 local government areas of concern have been surging, but authorities want them to grow further. First dose vaccination numbers in Blacktown, Parramatta and Campbelltown have cleared 80% of the eligible population, with other local government areas of concern not too far behind. Residents in Ballarat have joined Melburnians in lockdown as locals of another region are released after shutting down a COVID-19 outbreak. Testing is being ramped up in Ballarat to combat a small cluster, while thousands of additional vaccine doses will also be sent to the Victorian Gold Rush town. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says the planned 7-day lockdown gives the city the best chance of opening up again in the shortest time possible. The World Health Organization's special COVID-19 envoy has called on nations to share vaccines with other countries before offering booster shots or vaccines for children. Dr. David Nabarro's comments come after the United Kingdom announced booster vaccines will be given to millions of residents, while children aged between 12 and 15 will be given their first dose as part of a winter plan. He says equitable global distribution is crucial to combating the pandemic.
So why don't we just get this vaccine to where it's needed? Some countries giving lots of vaccine and doing boosters and giving it to some children. I find that difficult because from my point of view, as somebody who's responsible for world issues, I just can't distinguish between a person in the UK or a person in Uruguay who's at risk of the disease. I want to see the vaccine available to everybody. So I'm still pushing against this business of using lots of vaccine in a few countries when we've got the shortage.
The European Union has committed to send 200 million additional coronavirus vaccine doses to African nations to help curb the spread of coronavirus on a global scale. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announced the donation would be fully delivered by the middle of New Year, on top of 250 million doses previously committed.
We see worrisome divergences between member states where vaccination rates are concerned. So we need to keep up the momentum. And Europe is ready. We have 1.8 billion additional doses secured. This is enough for us and our neighbourhood when booster shots are needed. So let's do everything possible that this does not turn into a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
China is calling for Afghan government funds held abroad to be unfrozen, confirming that the Chinese embassy is operating normally in Kabul. China has yet to say whether it will recognise the Taliban government, but has offered to support the country. The Taliban hasn't kept its promise to be inclusive and equitable, making it unlikely to gain international support or recognition and leaving the group unable to access funds frozen abroad. China's foreign ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian says the funds need to be released.
These assets belong to Afghanistan and should be used by the Afghan people. The US should not unwarrantedly freeze them. The US should face up to Afghanistan's justified and reasonable appeals, abandon imposition of sanctions and not hinder Afghanistan's economy, livelihood and peaceful reconstruction.
Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga has condemned North Korea's landing of two ballistic missiles in the Sea of Japan. Mr. Suga says the firings are a threat to peace and security and violate United Nations Security Council resolutions. He says the government will hold an emergency National Security Council in cooperation with the United States and South Korea.
It's estimated to have landed outside the Japanese exclusive economic zone in the Sea of Japan. The government will further step up our vigilance and surveillance. We will hold an emergency National Security Council today. Japan will cooperate with the United States, South Korea and other related countries closely and do everything we can to protect the peace and safety of the people.
Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles has told the United States Congress, the FBI and gymnastics officials ignored Team Dr. Larry Nassar's sexual abuse of athletes. Biles and three other gymnasts addressed the Senate Judiciary Committee which is part of a congressional effort to hold the FBI accountable after multiple missteps in investigating the case against Larry Nassar.
I don't want another young gymnast, Olympic athlete, or any individual to experience the horror that I and hundreds of others have endured before, during, and continuing to this day in the wake of the Larry Nassar abuse. This is the largest case of sexual abuse in the history of American sport.
FBI Director Christopher Wray and Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz appeared before the Senate committee to answer questions.
On behalf of the entire FBI, I'm deeply and profoundly sorry to each and every one of you. I'm sorry for what you and your families have been through. I'm sorry that so many different people let you down over and over again.
At least 40 women and girls say they were assaulted after the FBI became aware of the abuse in 2015. And now for a look at today's weather. Showers in Perth, Wollongong, Sydney, Newcastle and Darwin. Sunny in Adelaide and Brisbane. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, Hobart and Canberra. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.